This is the Into the Hips mat class plan. So we start off standing and we bring the feet into the Pilates stance. But what I want you to think of is, so we come from sort of like sit bones apart, pull the heels together, but then to really get the activation coming up the legs, you need to think about squeezing the heels together, but almost trying to pull apart the inside ankle bones. And that will really help you create the powerhouse under the foot. Make sure the feet or the toes are well connected. But that work will really then send the work all the way at the back of the legs, inner thighs and everything working. And then this little sort of prep phase is what you want to try and keep that connection, heel squeezing, inside ankle bones coming apart. So we then start off and you lift and lower the heels, but don't ever let the heels come apart. So don't let people lift so high that their ankles sickle. You want to just keep that lift connecting into all the toes, and it's just a small rise up and lower. After doing a few of those, we then take it down into Joe's squat. So from there, you start bending, you have the arms crossed, by the way, in front of you. You start lowering down, but it's not sort of like a squat, sort of like a PT squat. It's more of Joe's squat that we see him do with Wonder Chair. So the back stays upright. So you lower down till you need to lift the heels, and then you lift the heels to deepen your squat. You then think about lifting up from the pelvis, up to where the heels can drop down again, and then you stand up fully. So this is almost like a real test of the lack of the flexibility at the back of the ankle and calf and so on. So arms are crossed, heels squeezing together, you lower down until, because of restrictions at the back of the ankle, you have to lift the heels. Then you allow that to happen, drop down lower. Then we lift up to where you can put the heels back down, and then we stand up fully. So you want to really look at that technique there. Don't just let people roll down, and watch for the chest rolling forwards. You really want to keep the upper body really tall, really lengthened, as if you're sliding down the back of a wall. After you've done a few of those, we then go into our roll down. So normal roll down, but with the arms are folded, and just let your head come in between the arms and then let yourself roll down. Come back up, and as soon as the arms come back to parallel with the floor, you then lift the head. So again, be quite particular about this. As we stand tall, the head drops in between the arms and it stays in between the arms as you roll down. You then roll back up, and as soon as the arms are parallel to floor, you lift the head up. Once you've done a few of those, you then put that together. So one heel lift, one Pilates squat, one roll down. So it becomes a nice little flow, but the whole time you're thinking heel squeeze, ankle bones pull apart. Because I called this plan Into the Hips because it's all about getting the connection between the legs into the torso, making people see that the torso carries the strength of the legs and vice versa. From there, we roll down and we come to seated, legs are extended in front, and we go into something that, you know, we sort of adapted for the mat from rowing. So legs are straight in front of you, feet flexed, inside edge of the feet coming together. So you've got a lovely parallel leg and you've got a really strong connection all the way up the inner thigh. So have a sense that you've got just one leg. You then reach forwards and imagine you're pulling some oars to your chest. That will bring their hands into the right place, seated tall. And then you curve back into your C curve, arms still at the chest. Open the arms out to the sides, pressing your palms back. Pull the arms back and then fold yourself forwards over your legs. And you're trying to get your nose as close to your knees as you can. Reach the arms back and up behind you, and then circle them round all the way till you touch your toes, and don't let your head lift yet. Only when the hands touch towards the toes do you then rebuild the spine and bring your oars to your chest again. So do several of those, and then we change it to rowing two, or 90 degrees. So we sit tall again. This time you have the arms at 90 degrees, as if you were going to do, you've already done sort of like half a bicep curl, as if you're carrying a heavy box. You then almost imagine you're trying to hover yourself up off the mat, so you get a really nice lift, and then you hinge back. But as you hinge back, keep looking at your toes. Don't let your head look up to the ceiling. Keep looking at your toes, and that will keep you in a nice long line. Then hinge all the way forwards and imagine you're almost laying the box down at your feet. So the head's now down towards your knees. Pull the arms back, reaching back behind you. Lift them up to the ceiling and circle them back round again. And then slowly rebuild your spine. And then you do a few of those. From there, roll down onto your back, arms down by your side, ready for us to go into your 100. So the legs are going to come back into that Pilates stance. So think heels squeezing together, ankle bones pulling apart. Then curl the head up, look towards your feet and start pumping the arms up above the hips. Remember, elbows soft. Then as you're breathing in, one leg lifts, breathing out, it lowers. Then the other side, one leg lifts and lowers with the pumps. When you've done your 10 breaths, roll yourself up and we're coming to rolling back. So bring yourself into your rolling back position. Again, the feet are in the same position. So it's ankles together, heels together, sorry, ankle bones drawing apart, feet long, and you're in your seated C curve. Now hold that shape and then try and pull one knee deeper into one shoulder and release. Do the other knee into the shoulder and do several of those. And every time you pull in, don't let yourself roll back. You've always got to think the head goes forwards as the knee pulls in, and that will deepen your C curve. Then to start the rolling, pull both knees in, and that starts your roll, not somebody throwing their head back. From there, we come onto the roll up. I want you to stretch the legs out long, reach long over the feet. Again, bring the inside edge of the feet together. So you're connected from the big toe knuckle down towards the ankle bones. Then we roll back onto the mat. Now this time, as the arms come up, don't think of rolling forwards, think of rolling up. So you reach the arms up to the ceiling, don't let yourself flatten though, and then roll over. So that's the change here. From there, we roll back down onto our back and we go into our one leg circle. So one leg's extended, foot flexed, the other knee's bent. And I want you to keep the knee bent because really this is just a release of just letting the thigh bone feel heavy and you're just letting that circle be really nice and easy. So keep the foot relaxed of the circling leg. Okay, don't try and go all pointy and looking fancy. Save that for another day. We then take both knees in towards the chest, take the hands behind the head, one hand on top of the other, not linked, and try and press the elbows back into the floor and keep that sense of really pressing the elbows back. Then straight legs up to the ceiling, we twist over to the left, circle down, round to the right and back to center. But I want this corkscrew to be flat, so you're just rolling around the back of the pelvis and the back of the hip joint and just really working on that sort of circle there. From here, we go into the stomach series. I don't need to say much about these. You're just going to do one leg stretch, double leg stretch, one leg straight stretch, double leg straight stretch and crisscross. But the one thing I want is that think of doing the movement over your hips, not out to the floor. So the leg that it's extending is extending. Don't ever let it go too low. Keep trying to keep your tailbone lifted so you keep the weight of the legs over your center. So really you're thinking the two ends of your C curve, your head and your pelvis and your legs, sorry, are staying right over your center. You're not letting them go long. From here, we come into the open leg rocker. Now, so I've got three sort of versions of this because it was a little bit fancy. And we did a version of it at the convention as well, for those of you who remember. So you're seated, legs out, mat width apart. Now take your right hand and grab your right ankle. Left arm just reaches in, sort of like in front of you. Now you hold on to your right leg and you could hold higher up behind the knee if you want. Then letting your whole body weight rock back, you bring the right leg up with you. You lower it back down as you rock forwards. So the left leg is staying on the floor at this point. So we just rock back, right leg lifts with the torso, and you allow yourself almost to fall forwards, gracefully and with control, of course. And so again, we lift up and we lower down. And it's that real sense that the weight of the leg is lifted by the torso. You can then repeat it on the left side, and then we'd go a little bit different. So we then hold onto the right ankle, right leg lifts up as the torso rocks back, hold up and lift the left leg to join. Let go of the right, and the left leg lowers you. So the left leg and torso come rock back, right leg lifts up, let go of the left leg and drop back. So it's like an alternating. And then when you've done that a few times, you can perform the rocker. From there, we come into the saw. So straighten yourself back up after the rocker. Arms are extended out. We're going to twist to the left. Now, instead of taking the left hand over to that leg, I want you to think of the left shoulder reaching down the midline of the mat. So you don't think about going over the leg. You think about going down the middle of the mat, and that will really help you get some true rotation. From there, we come to your swan prep. So flip over onto your front, hands under the shoulders. Bring the legs together and get them parallel. So again, think about your positioning. Think about gluing the insides of the knees together. And then I want you to hover your thigh bones off the mat, and they are going to stay off the mat as you articulate up into the swan and down. So you might not be able to lift as high, because it's all about keeping the hip extension and just do what spine extension you can get. Don't sacrifice hip extension for thinking you need to lift too high into your spine. We then come into a hip release. So you bring yourself into a kneeling lunge, hands on either side of the front knee, but then drive yourself as far forwards as you can, keeping that front heel down and pressing the knee further forwards of the toes. And that way you'll find a really nice stretch. You go really heavy onto that front knee, and that then will let you open the back leg out more. Obviously do that both sides, and then lay back down on your front, ready for your one leg kick prep. So foreheads resting on the hands, elbows are nice and wide, legs together, and again, glue your knees together, okay? Kick one heel in, but imagine that you've got a pencil at the back of your knee, so you're kicking round the pencil. Hold that there for a minute and focus on stretching that knee to the back edge of your mat. So we really work on that elongation of the hip. I would do about 8 on one side before I swapped, so I could really work on that thought as the heel comes in, the knee presses away. Obviously sit back then into rest position if you need to before we come into your side kick series. And we're doing this up on the elbow, palm down in front of you and pushing firmly down to get the nice shoulder alignment. We're going to kick the leg forwards and back. We're going to lift the leg up and down, and we're going to do circles and then flip to the other side. We're then going to roll onto our backs, ready for shoulder bridge. Make sure the heels are connected under you, and I want the feet and heels together, knees together. And then start tilting the pelvis. Work on this flexion. Think about the extension of the hip though. So think about your hips pointing towards your nose. Leave your t-shirt behind. Almost imagine your t-shirt is so heavy and it's just your leggings that are lifting up but pointing to the wall behind you. So nice, simple shoulder bridge prep. We then go into teaser. So bring yourself up to seated. Balance on the back of the pelvis, knees lifted up, feet heavy again. So just like your one leg circle. Arms are reaching up on a high diagonal, and then we're just going to roll back till the back of the leggings touch the mat and then lift back up. So don't let yourself go all the way down. Think small. Think just the back of my waistband and then I come back up. So you're working into that higher C curve. From there, lower the legs back down, cross them and lift ready for your crab. So take hold of the feet. Roll yourself over the knees, place the head down, pull the feet back to the back of the leg, then roll all the way over, cross the legs the other way, come back up. I'm going to talk more about crab next week when I do a special class for you. From there, flip over onto your front for us to go into your rocking prep. So lying onto your front, grab your feet, or if you need to grab a towel and sort of like hook it, lasso it round them, get hold of that. And then lift yourself up to think of this as a whole front body opener, so that you're really allowing the front of the hips to open, the front of the torso to open, the front of the chest to open. You get that beautiful stretch, hold for a moment, and then lower back down and repeat a few times. And I hope you enjoy that class. As always, send me any questions.